And so what I'd like to do, I'd like to let you get in on a part of this message. First, I want to give you some great gospel choir singing, and I know that you'll enjoy that. Might even get you shouting and running all around your house or wherever you may be, wherever you get this broadcast. And I hope and pray that it'll be a blessing to you. Thank you so much for being a part of John of the Baptist Ministers. God bless you now, and get ready for the good choir singing, and then the message on the inoculator. God bless you now. Bye. hallelujah, hallelujah, that said, amen, holy, holy, holy. They're not going to like it. They're not going to like it because, watch this, real close. They're not going to like it because of the sovereign. They're not going to like it because of the, and they fell down blowing, saying, hallelujah, saying, hallelujah, and amen, and saying, hallelujah, and amen, and power and glory. And verse 14, let's get down to verse 14, I'm sorry. And verse 14, he said unto them, sirs, thou knowest, and he said, and he said to me, they are they which come out of the great tribulations, which have washed their hot pants, which have washed their hot pants and made them white the blood of the Lamb. Said it washed their shorts out. Said it washed their halters out. Said it washed their hip huggers out. There's going to be one size fits all. When we get over there. You know why? Another reason they ain't gonna like it? Because Jesus is man, and you, if you're saved by the grace of God, he is our dress designer. And he's gonna give everybody that is saved by the grace of God a one size fit all white robe. Amen. I got Jesus' sale paper today. His sale paper is over in there in my store. There won't be no shorts. There won't be no thongs. There won't be no bikinis. There won't be no low-cut blouses. There won't be no hip huggers. There won't be no pants. There won't be no tongue studs. There won't be no navel studs. In fact, there won't even be no studs up there. Amen? Amen? A lot of you think you're studs, don't you? Amen? You ain't going to be over there. Well, I'm getting that look again, Brother Mike. Ain't going to be no navel studs. The only thing's going to be on sale up there is white robes, one size fits all. You won't be going to the Gap over there. Is that right? You won't be going to the mall over there. You'll feel blessed God like you're in the Marine Corps. When you get there, blessed God, they're going to give you. They're going to give you. I mean, they're going to ration you exactly what you're going to wear. I'm proud to say that Jesus is my dress designer. He ought to be yours too. Yep. Oh, but it's getting rough again, brother. I feel excitement now and again. Hey, all right. All right, so let me give you one more when we get out of here. So because of the sovereign, because of the thing, and because of, they won't like the way we dress, so they'd be miserable in heaven. You don't want the ugliest thing on our thing. Now listen, I'm going to just tell you something. There's nobody no fatter than me. I'm fat. I mean, I'm just flat fat. That's the reason. That's the reason on my website it said, he that loves the Lord should be made fat on my website. And I I'll really tell you something about it, but I'm going to tell you some of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. If somebody's fat, young girls or older women, and these tops have come down right about right here. That thing right here and about 60 pounds hanging out here. If that ain't the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my natural born life. I was in Florida sitting in front of my motel with the pastor, one of them swings and I was what? He said, Brother Jones, about time my members go jogging every afternoon, and it sounded like a herd of elephants coming down the... I'm not lying to you, it's out. The gutter fell off the motel. I ain't lying to you, I'm telling you the truth. And when they come by, I never seen so much cellulose and cellulite and white natural born lot. I mean, it was a doing this, we were doing this, and they passed me by. Listen, buddy, I wish we had a seatbelt to strap us in that car. I went down to Walmart with the pastor there. We fixed the checkout, get in the checkout line, and one of his members cut in front of us. She on those white bullfighting pants. Then they call them leotards. You know what I'm talking about? There ain't a place on that back end it didn't show. You said, Brother Johnny, what are you looking for? How can you miss a water bed? She come got right in front of me. And I guarantee you, you could have put a quarter in her back pocket and told her it was heads and tails 50 yards off. It looked like two Volkswagens parked side by side with a tarpaulin over the top of it. Amen. Is that right? That's God. You know I'm telling you the Lord's truth. I'm glad Jesus hired Christmas out. All right, we'll get to this. Let's get to this. Lastly, chapter 5 and chapter 4, verse 10. We'll close with this here. Chapter 4, verse 10. I hope I got some bodyguards to get me out the car tonight. Chapter 4, verse 10. Chapter 4, verse 10. The reason the devil and the unsaved don't want to be there. Because we're going to embarrass them the way we worship. Look at verse 10. The Bible said in verse 10, it said, the four of the 20 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne, and they worshipped him that liveth forever and night and earth. Therefore thou art worthy. Thou hast created all things for thy glory. Hast created all things for thy glory. And what they did, my friend, they all fell on their faces. They fell on their face as they began to worship the Lord. It is a strange thing here. I gave an invitation last night for people to come get on their face before a holy God and come talk to him. And if you don't want to do it here, you're going to be miserable in heaven. God's children that are right with God don't give a rip who's watching them and don't care. You got a church to pray for. You got a pastor to pray for. You got brothers and sisters and your children. And in heaven, God's going to be sure you'll have so much adoration for him that you'll want to fall on your face. What about now? What about tonight in Robin's Crossroads Baptist Church? Us falling on our face before a sovereign God. You tell me that you believe he's coming back. You tell me that he's your Savior. A lot of you I know and a lot of you that are sure that this community goes to every church. Don't dress like they're a child of God. Don't talk like they're a child of God. Don't walk like they're a child of God. Can I tell you something? What got me saved there that night? As I sit there in that tip meeting there that night, I went there to organize a Klan meeting. I didn't go there looking for God. I stood in the third tent as far back as you can. But as I sit there that night, Brother Wayne, I looked at those other people around there. I seen laughter coming. I seen tears rolling down their face. I seen them waving their hands. And they was a worship of the Lord. And I turned to my wife. I said, what's wrong with these people? They ain't even drunk. They act like they happy. What's wrong with them? Would a sinner, if he come into this church tonight, see the way that you act, would he want what you've got? Salvation is contagious. You get to your job, you get to your school, and they see you act like that. They say, bless God, I want what they got. If you can't do it here, you're going to be miserable on fire. Let's bow our heads in one place. My question to you tonight, have you been inoculated maybe with the wrong thing? You've been thinking for a long time, oh yeah, I'm saved, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Presbyterian, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Lutheran, or whatever I might be. You see, probably might have happened to you. Your mom and your daddy might even inoculated you with something when you was a kid. Might have been a neighbor, might have been somebody that you know, inoculated you with something that's going to whack through, that's going to send you to hell. This preacher from Tennessee is trying to preach you the unsearchable riches of Christ and the truth of the gospel. And maybe it's trying to break through. But you say, oh no, I've had too many booster shots for years, Brother Johnny, to make it strong. Why, I can't get the truth. Tonight, if you have any doubts whether you're unsaved or not, I bid you tonight. There's some godly people in this church. There's some people that loves you and wants to see you saved. They don't mind getting on their face and praying with you and any questions you've got about salvation, how to miss hell and make heaven. They'll show you tonight. So tonight, at the invitation, first I want to give it to the saved. You're saved. Some of the things that I just touched on, there were so many more of the things that I could have got on. Are you going to enjoy heaven? You see, the way that God prepared your body that when you get there, so he's given you a foretaste now of glory divine. He's letting you get on a little heaven now. That God, when you get there, might not have to send you to a beginner's class, that you'll learn to have to worship God when you get to heaven. Bless God, I want to be a senior, amen, when I want to go there. Amen, then I'll graduate when I get there, but now, I don't want to be in the kindergarten class. I want to worship God now. What about you, child of God? How long has it been since you come and just worshiped him and said, Brother Johnny, I ain't ashamed of it. I got some prayers and things that I need to pray about. Brother Johnny, I'm not like I used to be at one time. To you, why don't you get up and start making your way down the aisle now? Why don't you come get on this whole time altar? God bless you. Look at him coming. Amen. Amen. There was a time you had a shout for joy and a perfect step, and all you've got was so close to you. And God wants to give you a little glory to man in every church service we go. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sir, let them tears go. Just let them go, sir. I got a message I preach on brave men do cry. Just because you cry don't mean you're a sister. That don't mean that. Why don't you come tonight and get up and just throw it on Christ and say, Christ, I'm trying to carry it myself. And I can't carry it no more, Lord. I'm so burdened down trying to do it myself. I've been inoculated with something, and I'm not even sure that I got the real thing. Tonight you can get it settled. You can get it settled. Amen. Dr. Mark Holyfield can show you tonight how to be saved by the grace of God. Got old Brother Wayne and Brother Jeff and these other preachers around here. Be so glad to kneel with you and show you how to get in Christ. You say, Brother Johnny, I believe in Jesus, my friend. God bless you, lady. God bless you. Come on, Mama. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. What about you, Mama? What about you, Daddy? What about you, Grandma? What about you, Grandpa? So my kids is going to hell. My kids is just a break in my heart. They give me a fit. God, and I, why don't you come to this old time altar and put a hedge around them and pray for your babies. Pray for your babies tonight. Get in God. Be sure. Be honest. Show them about. Maybe you've just been inoculated. Save your babies. Don't let them down and have them. Take all of us, God. You ain't getting my babies. What about you? What about you? Oh. What about you young people? What about you young people? You're so blessed you got a mom and daddy puts a roof over your head and shoes on your feet and you take it all for granted. You don't give a rip. What about you? What about you? Revival can start with you. Revival can start with you. Come on, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. Don't try to fight it back no more. Don't fight it back no more. Don't fight it back no more, Dad. Come on. God bless you, Mama. God bless you, Mama. God bless you, Mama. Come on. Two things you're going to say. What's it going to have? I'm so glad that I did. What's it going to have? I'm so glad that I did. Wow, glory to God, amen. I'm so glad that I did. I'm so glad that I did. What about you? What about you? What about you, my friend? What about you? What about you, my friend? What about you? Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. There's no need just the tears to blow. Just get up. Just get up. Yeah. Amen. God bless. Amen. Brother Wayne, there's some more here in the same case. Brother Wayne, there's some more here in the same case. You're good people. You've been baptized. You come to the church, but you've never been saved. Wow, glory to God. Never been in Christ. What about it tonight? What about it tonight? What about it tonight? Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. What about it, my friend? What's it going to have? Or I'm so glad that I did. What about you? All right, let's stand now. Let's stand, please. Psalm reader, what you got for us, brother? Number 81. 81. God's taking in dirty laundry tonight. God wants to wash all of your sins away. He wants to give you that joy unspeakable and full of glory. Come on. Come on. Come on, Daddy. Daddy, you know God's dealing with you. It's yours. You're going to talk. Come on, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. Yeah. right, brother, I'll turn to you for the night. I tell you, you do whatever you want to do, yes. Turn to me for two. God bless you. Turn to me. Pray in the name of God. Bless you. Yes.
I thought if I was trying to add anything to the brother's message tonight, but I'm telling you, God was all over that word tonight. Amen. And if you think for 1 minute the devil drew Betty McNeil to this altar, you've got another thought coming. God got a hold of her tonight. And I'm not ashamed to say she was on this roll here. One of ours. Amen. But she'd been slipped to counterfeit. She sung tonight in the choir. But God showed her tonight. She wasn't saved. And I, for the life of me, don't believe that he just spoke to her tonight. He spoke to small folks in here.